Phoenix Audio presents
Savage Spawn, Reflections on Violent Children by Jonathan Kellerman. An idea that wouldn't go away. I know the exact day I decided to write this book. I love writing novels, am obsessive about writing novels, resent anything that gets in the way of writing novels. Sometimes this single-mindedness conflicts with a cranky, highly opinionated disposition, most evident during the early morning hours, that presses me to vent spleen in print. Fortunately, a combination of deep breathing, strong coffee, and solitude usually prevails, and yet another page is added to the mountain of unwritten letters to the editor and op-ed pieces moldering in some dark corner at the back of my skull. Thursday, March 26, 1998, was different. My novel in progress was nearly completed, but I wanted nothing to do with it. The day before, Mitchell Johnson and Andrew Golden of Jonesboro, Arkansas, had dressed in camouflage garb, stolen a van, filled it with a tent, a sleeping bag, tools, food, and enormous quantities of ammunition and stolen weapons. Thus equipped, they drove to nearby Westside Middle School, where they set off the fire alarm. As the bells clanged, Johnson and Golden ran for cover behind a wooden ridge, waited for students and teachers to emerge, then unleashed a fusillade. 4 little girls and a teacher were killed. 10 other children and a teacher were wounded. A motive was suggested. Mitchell Johnson had been jilted by a girl. No rationale was offered for Andrew Golden's behavior. Both